This is LBC from Global, leading Britain's conversation with Sheila Fogarty.
Hello there, good afternoon to you. Banter and blagging and teasing. They've all been used, haven't they? Well, not blagging necessarily, but teasing and banter have certainly been used by many sort of sexual abusers or sexual harassers to describe the behaviour that they've engaged in that have left some women distressed. And it's often dismissed as just a bit of banter when, in fact, it can create, depending on the nature of it, it can create an atmosphere that's difficult to live in or to work in. So I wonder what you make of what the head teacher of Francis Holland School has said. It's a girls' school in West London, in Chelsea. And the head teacher, Lucy Elphinstone, who we'll hear from in just a moment, and I'll let her speak for herself, has said that girls could do with being able to banter a bit more and blag a bit more, wing it a bit more, allow for a bit of teasing and not take offence at it or not be too wounded by it. It sounds like she's saying they should be a bit more like the boys, like the men, when they enter the workplace. And she's also said that girls are, in a sense, hardwired to please, and that they need to bear that in mind and maybe kick that into touch a little bit in tougher environments. And the workplace can be a tough environment sometimes. Do you think Lucy Elphinstone is onto something or not? I have difficulties with quite a lot of what Lucy has said on this issue, which I'll go through with her in just a second, but keen to hear from you as well. 0345 6060 973, the number to call. You can text 84850 or tweet at LBC. Lucy, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Sheila.
Thank you for joining me. I promise to be pleasant and nice and
and not tease me. Please don't banter.
I won't tease or banter or blag, I promise you. No, but you tell me what you mean by this before I start telling you what I felt on reading it.
Well, I'm certainly not saying that girls or young women should be like men in order to succeed in the workplace. And I'm proud to be a woman, and I'm proud that I can stand up for myself in any sphere. But what I'm saying is that I think in society we have tended in the past, happily not so much nowadays, but we've tended to tolerate from boys behaviour that we don't tolerate in little girls. And that's made little boys grow up to be rather different from little girls in some ways. I know I'm making huge gender stereotypes here, but we allow boys to blow raspberries and to say rude words sometimes and to tease each other and always have nicknames for one another. Sometimes we tell them off, but we tend to allow it far more than we would if little girls were doing that. Girls are always being told when they're little, be ladylike, be good, sit up straight, dress nicely, eat up your food. And I think it's this.
Are they
this,
even now?
Well, I'm saying, happily, not so much now, but I think many teenagers now, and that's what I'm talking about in my school, have grown up through that sort of environment. And certainly people of my age were probably very much taught like that, and we tend to repeat the same behaviours on our children. But I think that's made a part of the reason, the other is psychology, but part of the reason why I think girls are very sensitive want to please, because they like the sound of that good girl. You're eating up your food, you're dressing nicely, and then when she gets to school, good girl, you've got 10 out of 10 in your spelling, good girl, you're doing well in your maths test. And they long to hear that affirmation of being good. But just couldn't care less so much.
Is that true? I mean, you know, I grew up in a house with five older brothers, and my parents had, I mean, I can't think moment to moment, but I, you know, the broad sweep of their expectations for us in terms of our behaviour with other people was the same. And our just general conduct was the same.
I think that's probably very telling that you did grow up with four or five brothers.
Five.
Yeah. Five brothers, congratulations.
They're all very nice men, and my sister as well. Yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine that created a very strong and robust environment to grow up in. I have two girls and two sons of my own.
It was insane, Lucy. It was insane.
Well, it certainly would have made you tough, I think. And I saw my own sons teasing each other and sometimes teasing their sisters too. And there is a point at which that can go over the top and be uncomfortable. unkind and cruel. And in schools and families, that must be called out, and in later life too, absolutely called out, called up, and stopped. But at the same time, I do find that girls who grow up in a more robust environment, not being quite so precious, not being constantly praised for being good or being neat or being tidy, I think if they're prepared to have a go at things, make mistakes, and importantly, and I said it before, laugh at themselves. And I think girls find this a little bit more difficult because of this desire to please, and which develops this sense of perfectionism in so many girls.
But so,
they find failure hard.
So when you say that you think girls are hardwired to please, it's not hardwired is what you're born with, isn't it? You're actually saying they're conditioned to please.
Yes, well, I defer to the psychologist to tell me, indeed, whether girls' brains are different. I've read some recent studies. The most recent studies say that male brains and female brains are different, but let's not go there now. Whether they are born with a propensity to want to please or not, very, very quickly, I'm saying, even when they're a baby, I think girl babies and boy babies tend to be treated slightly differently. Mm-hmm. And we're doing a lot in society now to try to eradicate that.
Isn't the most important thing as an educator that you can do, and again, while I'm speaking to you, I've got my own teachers in mind here, and I went to an all-girls school, I don't remember ever being given advice in the context of competing with men. I remember being given training and advice about how I behave, how I conduct myself, how prepared I need to be for X, Y or Z, whether it was an exam or a job or writing a letter or speaking to somebody or how you approach people. But it was all about becoming the best of oneself. And then we happened to be a girl, but that wasn't focused on. It was just about trying to help us all to be confident, to be honest, to be prepared, to be strong in our dealings with people, decent in our dealings with people. It was never... The men are out there waiting to make it really difficult for you. I mean, some men have, but some women have as well in my working
life.
Yeah, well,
I couldn't agree more. It sounds like you had a great education. It's probably one of the reasons why you are where you are today, Sheila. But what you've described is exactly the environment that we have here. And I'm alarmed at the sort of step back we seem to have taken in society in the last couple of years in creating a sort of battle lines between men and women, in creating men as monsters and women as victims. And I feel of the decades that I've fought, exactly as you said, that girls shouldn't have to think about whether they will be accepted or not, or how they have to behave. But they, girls from my school going out now, and when I went out all those years ago, I just expected that everybody would listen to what I have to say.
Oh, you did? Good. I'm glad.
I found it to be the case, absolutely, because I had that expectation, that grounding in my school. But I do fear in our society today we have taken a step back, and women, perhaps after the hashtag #MeToo campaign or whatever, that unfortunately women are beginning to see themselves as victims and see the workplace as a place to be feared. And the idea of teaching girls, I don't teach my girls to be brave in that sense. I put in a curriculum and a type of education and environment which makes them brave.
But the workplace, male or female, the workplace is a place to be navigated. You're right to say it shouldn't be a place to be feared, but it is certainly a place to be navigated, isn't it? And women sometimes... probably more than men, although everybody has to navigate one another. So let's just forget men who has to deal with it more. But we know that the level of harassment in the workplace is still too high. It's still present. It's still too prevalent. It's still too often attached to professional progress for many women. It might not be for you. It might not have been for me. But it is for many women. And we know that there is still a sense that people feel they can't speak up, or a system isn't in place in the workplace for them to speak up if they are sexually harassed by a boss, particularly a male boss. So for girls and women, the workplace is somewhere that has to be navigated in a very particular way sometimes. And I guess you have to prepare girls for that.
Yes, that's absolutely true. And all this talk about learning how to blag it, which actually I think it is a skill that you can learn.
What
and
do you
might
mean
be,
by blag? Because
be,
to me, blag means ill-prepared chancer.
Yeah.
What do you think it means?
I'll come back to that in just a second, because I wanted to say first is that you have to equip girls for a complex workplace which needs to be navigated. And to do that, the girl, any child, has to find a strong sense of self-worth and self-belief. And that isn't a skill or... you know, an attitude that's just attached to their life or just learnt easily. It's built up through a child being loved both at home and at school and being taught that their courage and their self-belief being developed through all the opportunities they have to take risks, to learn that they're still loved even when they fail or what have you. And there are many ways of doing that. But blagging it, to go to that, what I mean by that is that it's absolutely commonplace that a guy looks at a job brief and says, well, I can do three of those five things. I'm going to go straight in and apply for it. And a girl says, well, I can do four of the five. I'll go on a course and then I'll know that I'll apply for the job. And the guy's in there before her and she's probably, she is far better equipped for the job, but it's her self-belief. And all I'm saying, and a mantra in my school is do it scared. If we wait until we are prepared to the nth degree, then we'll probably lose the opportunity. Sometimes you have to say, this is a calculated risk, but I'm going in there. I believe I've got the innate ability. Okay, I could do another course, but I believe that I can learn on the job. I'm bright enough, quick enough, and courageous enough to take this job. And that's what I mean by blagging it. In actual fact, I teach the girls to be prepared, as well prepared as they possibly can be. And I try to lead by example in that. You know, get well briefed, you know, do the research. Actually, you don't have to tell girls to do this, you see. They tend to spend too much time colouring things in on in multicoloured pens, and then they miss the opportunity.
Lucy, I was prepared to not get on with you, but I really like you. And I'd let you be the head teacher to my children. But listen,
make sure you have daughters and send them to my school.
Oh, I'm way past that, Lucy. Those days are over. Tell me this. Do you think there is a male head teacher telling boys to be more like girls?
Sorry, is there a male teacher or should they?
Well, there isn't, is there? There probably isn't a male head teacher in a school saying, the great thing about the workplace is that you should be more like women in the workplace and be collegiate and make friendships.
I'd like to think they
are.
It's
not happening, is it?
In our sister school for Francis Holland at Regent's Park, we have a male head there, and I'm pretty sure he is telling, he's got girls, hasn't he? he was teaching at a boys' school beforehand, and I'm pretty sure, knowing what he is as a head now of a girls' school, that he would be telling boys not to be like a girl, but the traits that girls are strong in, to be sensitive and kind and collegiate and compassionate. I think any good head of a boys' school will be telling boys to be like that.
Thank you, Lucy. Pleasure to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you,
and I'm
Sheila.
Not sure I was expecting it to be, but it was. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Lucy Elphinstone, head of Francis Holland School. The problem, let's be...